So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf asked, "Ve'ilu begerishin safikar v'loi safikar v'lo l'kitani." The Mishnah does not present an actual case of safik regarding gerishin, as by kedushin, that it's a question of in whose four amas the get fell, implying, as Rashi adds, the hasam afel chalitza namel b'yitzarasa. In the case of safik gerishin, she would be exempt even from chalitza. After some discussion, the Gemara makes the following distinction. In most cases of Safik, we follow the Chazaka, the established status before the Safik. In the case of Safik Gerishin, before the Gerishin, Leah was certainly Shimon's wife, and Rivka was certainly a Tzaras Erva, and Pater Miyibim of Chalitza Mideraisa. If we would go L'chumra and obligate Rivka to do Chalitza, because maybe Leah's get was valid, and Rivka is not a Tzaras Erva, there is a Chashash. In Mato'imr Chalitza's Mesia Bemes, people will think that she may do Yim as well, and that may lead to another person in the same situation to do Yibim. And since the Chazaka is that Leah is not divorced, Rivka is a Tzaras Erva, which is an Issacharis. However, in the case of Safik Kedushin, before the Kedushin, Leah was certainly not Shimon's wife, and Rivka was certainly not a Tzaras Erva, and Chayiv B'Yibim Chalitza M'Deraisa. Although we go L'Chumra and forbid Rivka to do Yibim, because maybe Leah's Kedushin was valid, and Rivka is a Tzaras Erva, there's no chashash of imata oimer chayletzes misya bemes because tisyam beimkach klum. Even if he does do yibim, there will be no iser since the chazaka is that Leah is not married to Shimon and Rivka is not a tzaras erva. Actually, midereisa she is chayev beyibim. So too in the case of kasav iksav yadav ve'enel of edim. In those three cases, the get is not a safik, but rather it is valid min hatar and not valid min drabanan. We do not allow Yibim since Midrabanan the get is not valid, but we require Chalitza since Min HaTorah the get is valid, and she is actually Zekuka LeYibim. Therefore, if they will do Yibim, there will be no Isser. The Gemara first asks from a Mishnah further on the Afsamach Zayin in the case of Mapoilas, where there is a Safik Chiv Yibim, and the Mishnah rules Tzarasa Chiletzas V'lei Misyabemes, and we're not Chayshish for Imato Ima Chiletzas Misyabemes. The Gemara makes two distinctions. One, Gerishin the shchichi gazu b'rabanan. Mapeilus lo yishchichi le gazu b'rabanan. We don't make gezeris for uncommon occurrences. Two, inami, gerishin the kaima erva amri kamu b'rabanan begita the gita malyuhu v'asli abu mitzara. In the case of Safik Gerishin, people will say that the rabbanan probably determined that it was a valid get. That's why they required chalitza. And if so, they could do yibim as well. However, mapeilus mikamu b'hu rabbanan b'mapeilus. In the case of Mapoilas, since it's impossible to determine who died first, people will understand that the requirement of Chalitza was because of Chumrah. However, the Gemara then asks from a Mishnah of an actual case of Safik Gerishin. V'atnan, ho'yisai medes b'shosarabim, v'zarkula mechza mechza, migureshes v'ein migureshes. A case of Safik Karav Lo'y Safik Karav Lo'y, which creates a Safik Gerishin. V'yervahi, tzarasa b'y Chalitza. We require chalitza, v'loy amrinon, shim ato im chaletzes misyabemes. We are not concerned that this may lead others to do yibim. If the Gemara concludes that we are indeed not cheshish for im ato im chaletzes misyabemes. And Abaye and Rava present two slightly different ways of understanding our Mishnah. Amar Abaye, yaget olav reyei, one sheds light on the other. Tana b'kedushin v'ho adin l'gerishin. Tana b'gerishin v'ho adin l'kedushin. The example of Safik Kedushin is also true as an example for Safik Gerishin. And the example of Safik Gerishin is also true as an example for Safik Kedushin, and in both cases, Chaylatz is Evaloi Misyabemes. Rava challenges Abaye's understanding. Iyagur lov reyoi ma zehu diktoni. If the cases are true for both Kedushin and Gerishin, why does the Tana say zehu Safik Kedushin, zehu Safik Gerishin, which means that this is a case for Kedushin, and this is a case for Gerishin, and other cases are excluded? Elam Rava kol sheyesh b'kedushin yesh b'gerishin, v'yesh b'gerishin mash'im b'kedushin. Rava says the example of Safik Kedushin, of Safik Karav Lo'y, Safik Karav Lo'y, is also an example for Safik Gerishin. But the cases of Kasav Iksav Yodav, Enel of Edim, and so on, are an example for Safik Gerishin, but not for Safik Kedushin. Since a Shtar Kedushin does not require Zman, a date to be written in it at all. So when the Tana says Zeu Safik Kedushin, he means to exclude the case of Safik Gerishin that is missing the date. And when he says Zehu Safik Gerishin, it's only to keep the same Lashon in the Reish of a Sefer, but it's not excluding anything. The Gemara asks, "Umenei maloi tikkun zman b'kedushin? Why did the Rabbanan not institute to write the date shtar kedushin?" Regarding the reason for the requirement of zman and a get, there is a machlokes in Masechtas Gittin daf Yud Zayin. See there at length. Resh Lakish holds it's mishum peri, which does not apply in kedushin because arusa less la peri. Rabbi Yechon holds it's mishum basachaisa, and since ikad mikadosh b'kaspa v'ikad mikadosh b'shtaro, they talk in Rabbanan zman. In Kedusha Kesef, there is anyway no recorded date. The Gemara moves on to the next Mishnah. Shloisha Achen Nesuin Shalosh Nachrius. There were three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, who were married to three unrelated women, Rachel, Leah, Rivka, respectively. Umes Achad Mehen V'Asa B'Hasheni Maimir. Reuven died, and Shimon did Maimir with Rachel. Umes, and then Shimon died. Hare Elu Chaltzis V'Lev Mesyamus. Tanakama holds that Maimir accomplishes a partial kinyan, and therefore Levi must do chalitza with Rachel v'Leah, and may not do yibum with either one of them, because the Torah says, "Umeis achad mehem yevama yavo yaleha." Yibum applies only to a yevama that has but one zika from one husband. However, Rachel has two zikas, one zika from Reuven, since Shimon did not do yibum with her, and also a zika from Shimon, since Shimon did maimer with her. Shimon aimer meyabim la'izah shidirtza v'chaylus l'shnei. Shimon holds that we're in doubt whether maimer is fully kaina or not kaina at all, and therefore either both Rachel and Leah are the widows of Shimon, and Levi may be Miyam either one, and the other is released by it. Or Rachel is the widow of Reuven, and Leah is the widow of Shimon, and he may be Miyam either one, and must do Chalitza with the other. Therefore he may do Yibim with one of them, and must do Chalitza with the other. The Gemara asks, V'zikesh ne'yevam in deraisa, Chalitza nam eloi tibayi. According to the Tanakhama, if min ha'Torah there is no need for Yibim, then there should not be a need for chalitza either. Ela midrabbanan. Rather, we must say it's only midrabbanan that maimer accomplishes a partial kinyan. However, min haTorah it does not accomplish a kinyan at all. And the reason the rabbanan prohibited Levi from doing yibum with both of them is because people will say that Rachel and Leah are both wives of Shimon, and the person may be miyam two yevamis of one brother. And the reason he must do chalitza with both of them is because min haTorah, Rachel is a yevama from Reuven, and Leah is a yevama from Shimon, and they both require chalitza. And the reason he may not do yibum with one of them and chalitza with the other is because dilma chalitz bereisha v'had miyabim. We're concerned that he may do the chalitza first, and then the yibum. And people will say that in the case of one brother who leaves two wives, one can do yibum with one after having done chalitza with the other, and this is forbidden because the Torah says, Asher lo yivne, once chalitza was done, a person may not do yibum.